yeah. Should have got some music from the 40s when Sharon's house was built.
Missed that.
You missed that.
I'm on it.
All right, y'all. We have Sharon on the phone calling from North Phoenix, Sunny Slope area. In a home that was built in the 40s out of masonry, it's about 1,100 square foot. She has power bills of $150 a month that can skyrocket to $300 a month. That's a two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,100 square foot house. And she wants to know, where do I start? Where do I begin with? We're getting Sharon back. No, can you remember what you paid for the house?
$52,500.
That feels like a pretty good investment right now, doesn't it?
Right, and that was in...
That's awesome. So we've burned the mortgage. Did you actually have a mortgage burning party when you had that last payment?
No, but I have been getting all of the papers from the county and the old mortgage company that are very nice to see.
Oh, gosh, no more mortgage payment. That's awesome. Okay. Well, Sharon, you are running quite a bit higher than you should for that size home. It's two people in the house?
Three, but yeah.
Okay. Three people in the house, and I'm assuming it's all electric?
Gas pack.
Oh,
gas,
wow.
Water heater, gas stove.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Your air conditioner must be an old unit.
No. Shout out to Chuck Knight at Knight Air Conditioning, replaced about 2 years ago. It's a one ton. We've tried to do the super cooling and it just doesn't work.
Are you in your original windows?
No, the windows were upgraded in 89-ish. So they were the dual pane. Kind of sound. When we have everything shut, I can't hear the traffic, can't hear the neighbor's dogs.
Okay. Let's see. The place I'm going to go next is a place you were already talking about, the attic. What is up there now?
It's an R30. Someone was just up there. It's plenty. I think it's like an R36, 38, something in that neighborhood.
Okay.
So that part is good.
It is, yeah. Okay, you're bleeding energy somewhere. Your bill ought to be significantly less than what you're currently paying. And are you APS?
Yes.
Okay. I tell you what, I'd like to have, you've never had a whole energy audit done on your home, have you?
Yes, when Rias was first out, they had it for $39 and we had it done there. So it's been probably more than 10 years.
Do you still have that?
Maybe. Okay. Probably not.
Okay. And since then, you've replaced the air conditioner. We've got to run a current whole house energy audit on your home, okay?
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. Julia's going to pick you up and make sure we've got all your contact information. And I'm going to pay to have Rias or Green ID, whoever can get there the quickest, come do another current whole house energy audit on your home, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, let's start there because something that all of the obvious things that should indicate to me by phone what your dilemma is have been addressed. So we've got a hidden energy monster at your home somewhere. Let's go find him together, all right?
Great, thank you.
Okay, Sharon, hold on. Julia's going to pick you up, and we've got Julia from the School of Broadcasting at ASU in helping us this morning. Jennifer's back there kind of in the training role and getting some backup people trained up here, so we're having fun that way. Let's see if we can go to Janice. Janice, real quick.
Good morning. I have little bugs coming out of my electrical outlet plate. And it's an outside wall, and it's the bathroom.
Okay.
And so right now I have everything taped up, but they're tiny little things. And I even hesitate to take the plate off and see see what is there. So any suggestions? It was suggested to me to buy an insulation kit, and you put that, you know, behind the plate.
Yeah.
Take off the plate. And I'm thinking, how is that going to work? I mean, if bugs can get, you know, to me, they can get through anything. So
it'll help. Do you not want to? We have three great pest control companies down in Tucson: University Termite and Pest, Gecko Pest Management, and Blue Sky. You could get one of those three there and identify what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were just ants or something like that, I would tell you to run to the True Value or Ace Hardware store and buy powdered Boracare. Okay, and then that comes in a bottle, a squeeze bottle. It's a powder that has like a little funnel on the end. Clip the end off and just spray as much of that back there around the receptacle and device as you can.
But in other words, you're not taking the plate off.
You're taking the trim plate off. You are? Yeah, you're taking
To me, it's electrical. I get a little nervous about that.
And that's fair. If you're too nervous to do it, then give University, Gecko, or Blue Sky a call and let them come out and identify what the pest is. It's probably not termites. That's not the way termites manifest themselves. But Boracare is, whenever we're installing cabinets, we'll put Boracare down the first time. It's just like a long-term insecticide powder that really works well. All right, we've got Catherine and Christina and an open line for you at Rosie on the House.